that was read, that will be our text. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 through 11. You can hold that passage as we're going back to that passage as we go into the lesson. Before we go, you know, I like to sing a song before the message, and we'll sing about the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? We're singing nothing but the blood of Jesus. Well, what can make me whole again? We're singing nothing but the blood of Jesus. Well, precious, this thy flow that makes me what has no other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Only the blood of Jesus can cleanse us from our sins. You will agree with me that we are living in dangerous times, serious times, cantankerous times. You will also agree with me that there is a decay in social and moral fabric of our society. And therefore, there is a lack of regard for the Almighty God. This morning, permit me to speak on this subject. The fingerprints of the devil. The fingerprints of the devil. Some of us, if not all of us, fear the devil. We are convinced of his power. That sometimes we dull the power of the Almighty God. In some ways, we are wise to have a healthy fear of the devil. Martin Luther King called the devil our ancient foe. He said, his craft and power are great. Armed with a cruel hate, and there is no one unhurt like him. The word Satan actually means adversary. It conveys the idea of a constant, relentless opponent. The Bible declares Satan to be a liar, a murderer, a destroyer, a tempter, a slanderer. We are wise to fear the devil, sisters and brothers. But God has the last word, because he has all the power and glory. Satan, the devil, is cunning, crafty, presumptuous, a supreme spirit of evil, the enemy of God, wicked, wretched, mischievously energetic and clever. We are wise to fear the devil. I come this morning to let all of us know that the fingerprints of the devil is everywhere. In our text, in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 7 to 11, Peter declared, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Watch verse number 8, sisters and brothers. Be sober. Be conscious. Be vigilant. Be watchful. Why? Because the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. The fingerprints of the devil. Satan is cunning and crafty, and that's why we cannot give the devil any space in our lives. We must be watchful. As a matter of fact, this story is told of this young man and his mother. The mother baked a cake and went to the market and said, "Johnny, you can cut a slice of that cake until I come back." When she came back, little Johnny ate off most of the cake. She said, "Why, when the devil was tempting you, you did not tell the devil to get behind you?" Him said, "Mommy, me tell the devil to get behind me, and then get there me and push me down upon the cake. That's why me have ate off all of the cake." So even when we tell the devil to get behind us, we have to watch the devil. We have to be vigilant. We have to be careful. Be sober. Be vigilant. The devil is walking about seeking who may devour. But watch verse number 10. But the God of all grace, the God of all grace, is able to protect us from the devil, from the wiles of the devil. The God that we serve is omnipotent, omniscient, omnibenevolent. And that's why we serve the Almighty God, His Creator. Without Him, we are nothing. And as we come to worship today, worship is about the Almighty God. Worship is not about Carl Mitchell. Worship is not about Finley. But worship, in fact, is about the Almighty God, the Creator of the universe. The fingerprints of the devil. God is able to protect us from the devil. We are coming to the meat of the lesson right now. The fingerprints of the devil is on the family right now, sisters and brothers. In Psalm 127 and verse number 1, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that built it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain." The devil, its fingerprints are on the family. And the family, sisters and brothers, is the basic unit of society. It is the backbone of society. So whatever happens in the home circle will spill over into the wider community. Because the community home is the first community in which we live. But the fingerprints of the devil are on the family right now. We have seen that in 2018. We are seeing it now. Watch this now. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 23 through 25. "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Watch this now. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. The fingerprints of the devil is on the family. We see where has the murdering of our wife today, our woman, that is the fingerprints of the devil. When you listen to the radio, when you watch the television, when you read the newspaper, we are seeing the fingerprints of the devil on the family. We are as husbands murdering their wives, and also wives murdering their husbands. Hello, hello. And the abuse of our women, that is the fingerprints of the devil. And also the abuse of our men, that is the fingerprints of the devil. The time has come that the family must return to the Almighty God. The time has come in order for the family to be as the Almighty God would have it to be. We must return to the Almighty God. We must return to church. We must bring back the family to church. In the 50s, in the 60s, church was a must for the family. But where has that gone? The devil having his fingers all over the family. Except the Lord build the house. Where has that gone? Any old men here? In my time, I'm now 68 years old. Sunday school was a must, brother. Shoes are no shoes. Sunday school was a must. Church was a must. We need to go back to those good old days. Why do you believe this family is like this today in Jamaica and the world? Because we put the Bible and God on the back burner. Put back the Bible in the family. Put back the Almighty God in the family. Because the devil is reigning king. The fingerprints of the devil on the family. Murdering of our wives and husbands and children. There will be conflicts and disagreement in the family. But how we deal with that is very important. There is no family that don't have disagreement. But we can talk it out, brother. You don't have to chop it out and shoot it out and stab it out. We can have dialogue. We can have conversation. I can't have some potter. You see how we are going now in Jamaica? And unless we go back to the fundamental principles of the Almighty God, then could have all the bezos and the state of emergency. Unless men take up the Bible, unless we come back to this, more people in the family. Would start to read the Bible some more and hurt by the Bible. It would revolutionize Jamaica and the world right now in a positive way. But the fingerprints of the devil is creating havoc in the world. The fingerprints of the devil is also on our children. It seems like we don't love children anymore. But Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Watch verse number 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord Jesus Christ. The time has come that we as parents are to nurture our sons and daughters and to be like watchdogs over them. But last year when I look at the statistics, over 44 children were murdered last year in this is the country, Jamaica land we love. That is the fingerprints of the devil. The abuse of our children, the rape, the killing of our children is unacceptable. Because our children, they are the future. And to be a parent, it is an exalted and honorable privilege to be a parent. But we murder the picnic them, we rape them. Yeah. We need to find our way back home, brother. It was Edward Thiago who there last week and tell some men to light a candle and sing a song and find them way back home. I'm saying to Jamaica right now, we need to find our way back home. Return to the Almighty God. The fingerprints of the devil on our children. And sometimes there are some parents. Some of you have to take responsibility for what happened to some of your sons and daughters right now. There are some parents who you dress up them like a picnic and send them on the street without clothes. Not dress them up. You know, send them on the street almost naked. As a matter of fact, no man have a right to violate a woman whether she have on 20 pieces of clothes or in the nude. Sometimes you have some dog or men out there and then you dress up, and then you put on the clothes on them and send them on the street. And these monsters catch them and rape them and kill them. Some of you mothers tie your head on a belt and ball and say, then rape and kill me, Pitney. You have to take responsibility or you dress your daughters and your sons. The fingerprints of the devil on the family. And therefore, as I mentioned, we need to come back to the Almighty God. Yeah, Proverbs 22 and verse 6. Train the child in the way he should grow, and when he's old, will never depart from it. We are seeing in our country today that there's a lack of reverence for the Almighty God. You know, Brother Webb, even here right now, in this 70s, 80s, 90s, when I come to Patrick's City, when I look from here straight down, people like Stan, as them say in Jamaica, people like Dirt, you know what them talk there? We don't come to talk pretty talk this morning, no. Yeah. But where is the reverence for God? Where is the love for the church? People are not gravitating to church, to religion. You know, what is the cause? Because the devil have many of us like a yo-yo. Our lives are in the hands of the devil. You know? And the fingerprints of the devil are even many of our young people. I love the young people, you know? But some of them don't have respect for this. When invite them to church, some young men, where's the pastor? Me and the church thing, they're not going to work, you know. Pastor, me and tell you the truth. You're going to say, yo, wow, me born church, man. You say all the thing with them, you know, Bible, white man write that, me born all that. Who know you that? Huh? We have gone wrong somewhere. I said we need to come back to the Bible. Although the devil is working assiduously, but we can overcome the wiles of the devil. As Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10, finally my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Fingerprints of the devil, lack of respect, no reverence. Did you know that the fingerprints of the devil are also in the church? Mm-hmm. But even that, the Bible said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And although, Brother Webb, there are some negatives coming out of certain sections of religion / church, but I come to tell you, in spite of that, don't leave the church. Remain with Jesus. Remain with the church. In spite of the negatives that are out there, stay with Jesus. The whole song said, take a grip, my brother, take a grip. Hold fast and never let go. No matter what the people of the world may say, hold fast and never let go. Fingerprints of the devil are on the church. But I come to tell you that in spite of the negative, the church has provided a positive environment in which we can live and serve the Almighty God. Psalmist David said, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know ye not that the Lord, he is God, it is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. His mercies everlasting and his truth endured to all generation. As we talk about praise the Almighty God, It seems these days, sisters and brothers, that when some people come to the house of God, our place of worship, they come not to praise God. They come for a feel-good thing. But I come this morning to tell all of us that the Church of Christ is not an entertainment center. When we come to praise God. We come with a song on our lips and a song in our heart that our sins were taken away by the blood of Jesus Christ. We don't run a dance style thing. The church is losing out in some way. Because everybody wants a vibe. And they're saying the Church of Christ is cold. Let me tell a man. They're talking about this is modern world. Modernization right now, sisters and brothers, is helping to mash up this world. We cannot modernize the gospel of Jesus Christ. This gospel is turned on a fundamental pillar on its own. Let mental culture go. Let natural science progress. Let human minds widen. But the word of the Lord will never go. This Bible is the greatest book that man hands have ever handled. It tells us where we are coming from, what we are doing here, and where we are going after that. So we cannot modernize it. We cannot procure it. We cannot change it. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Talking about need to modernize it by we are living in modern world. Yes, we are living in modern world in this 21st century, yes. We can't modernize the word of God. We can't modernize the church to suit the world. The church must separate itself from the world. 1 John 2:15 and 16, love not the world. Neither the things that are in the world, the lust of the flesh. The pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world passed away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of the Father abideth forever. The church can't look like the world. Modernize. There are some things, brother, although the world gone modern. There are some things we can't modernize. We can't modernize discipline. We can't modernize principles. We can't modernize honesty and integrity. Integrity, honesty, what is that? A refusal to lie, steal. It implies trustworthiness, straightforwardness. How can we modernize those things? The fingerprints of the devil is saying that. Satan is saying that. But the Bible and the church is saying the right thing. The fingerprints of the devil. This one now is that of a tough one. The fingerprints of the devil is on marriage. Marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled, but who mongers and adulterers God will judge. Genesis, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. That is Bible, that is book. The devil wants to tell us that he's telling us that David can marry David and Susan can marry Susan. That is the fingerprints of the devil. That is the devil's doctrine. And many people hook up that and say, no wrong with that. I'm in a business with them. Anything a man or woman knows, then close door, it's all right. No gospel. The Bible is right. The devil is wrong. Society is wrong. So the fingerprints the devil is saying that same-sex marriage is right. Other countries, they legalize same-sex marriage. The last time I checked my dictionary, a wife is a female and a husband is a male. If same-sex marriage is right, then, who know there this morning? All up your bench in here? Who know the people? Where the pity them would come from? But God said, Genesis chapter 20 verse 7, and the Lord God formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And God Almighty performed an operation upon Adam and gave him that beautiful woman. Say, multiply, replenish the earth. That is right. You know, I can't comprehend. I can't imagine two men getting together, two women getting together. I don't want to imagine it at all. You know something? You know, in Jamaica, them are beat down the man, them and one you pick up on the man, them. But then I say, what's wrong with them, you know? Lesbianism is wrong. Homosexuality is wrong. Yeah? The Bible talks about it in Romans chapter 1. You can read that for yourself. That is the devil's way. But we must come to the way of the Lord. We are coming down the fingerprints of the devil. But we come here today to let you know that the Almighty God is watching us. Righteousness exalteth a nation. Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalteth a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness will build the nation. But sin will destroy a nation. What is sin? Sin is lawlessness. Sin is a transgression of God's law. What sin does? Sin blunts the will, hardens the conscience, and masters the intellect. Sin walks upon the mind of man. But the Almighty God has a provision to get rid of sin. The blood of Jesus. That's why we sing, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. If you are here today, if you are not a Christian, if you are not a child of God, you are a child of the devil. There's only two ways about it. If you now have light, there is darkness. If you're not in the house, you're outside of the house. So if you're not a Christian, you're a sinner. You can come to Jesus now. While the warm blood runs through your veins, open your heart door and give Jesus Christ a parking space in your life. Jesus has the power to save you right now, because when all is said and done, if you have the world's good and achieve much in life, if your soul ends up in hell, your life and heart would have been a failure. You can come to Jesus right now. As always, there are five things you must do in order to become a Christian. Five prerequisites to salvation. Number one, hear God's word. Romans 10:17. Believe His word. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins. Luke 13:3. Confess your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 10:9 and 10. And be baptized in water for the remission of your sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 38. Then the Almighty God will add you to His church. Acts chapter 2:47. Not a denomination, but the body of Jesus Christ, the church of Christ that He purchased with His blood. You are now a new creature in Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. Your right to walk in a new life, remain faithful. You are on your way to heaven. In spite of the challenges that you might face, the Almighty God promised to keep you. Be though faithful unto the death, and I, Jesus Christ, will give you a crown of life. Revelation 2 and verse number 10. Come to Jesus Christ now, while the warm blood runs through your vein, while that piece of lump in your stomach pump the blood through your veins. Open your heart and give Jesus Christ a chance, because tomorrow may never come. The fingerprints of the devil is on the nation. It's on the family and our children everywhere. But Jesus Christ is always there for you, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Come to Jesus now, together we rise and sing an invitation song.